Right now, we're going to talk about something that affects us as students. Most of us probably live by it or swear by it because it is our livelihood in our academic life. It is going to talk about the National Student Funding Aid Scheme, better known as NEFSAS. It used to be called TEFSA, but now it's called NEFSAS. And we're going to be asking these two wonderful ladies who are on NEFSAS, like many of us, about NEFSAS, about the experience, about how it helps them, and to also aid you on other forms of getting funding for your tuition and your books and everything that you need to have a great academic career. Hi, ladies, again.
Hi.
Hi. Guys, I'm going to be starting with you. You are studying office management, right?
Yes.
And you are on NEFSAS.
Yes, I am.
How long have you been on NEFSAS? Since the beginning of this year?
Yes, it's the beginning.
What is your name? Sorry, Sebo says I must ask you.
My name is Malta.
Malta. Mm. Now, how did you find when you were applying for NEFSAS? Was it difficult to get it?
No, it wasn't difficult.
Okay, well, how did you find out about NEFSAS?
Oh, there is people from NSFAS. They came to our high school and taught us about it.
Oh, so they came to you last year when you were in high school?
Yes.
So they came there and they spoke to you about NEFSAS and what it does.
Yes.
So did they make you understand that it's a loan and not a bursary?
Yes, they told us that it's a loan and we'll repay it after we finish.
And start working.
Yes.
All right. So how did you find the service at NEFSAS here when you applied for it?
The service was good.
The service was good.
Yes.
All right. Now, NEFSAS is very ironic. A lot of the NEFSAS funds this year could not be allocated to students because it was overloaded. And it's also ironic that there's 100 million rand there and then NEFSAS does not have money. You know, 1+1, think about it, South Africa, put it together. NEFSAS no money, 100 million rand. NEFSAS no money, 100 million rand. Come on, let's think about it, you know? Now, you are?
Keshia.
Mm. You say that you are NEFSAS.
Yeah.
Now, do you know how much you're going to be owing NEFSAS when you finish? Did they tell you about that?
No.
They haven't told you about that?
Yeah.
But do you know that you'll have to pay 60% back, which 40% can be a loan?
Yeah, when you want the loan, mm-hmm. When you ask them about the NFSAS loan, mm-hmm. they tell you that they are going to deduct money when you're working. Yeah.
Oh, so it only starts after you work.
Yeah.
But you must also be earning more than 100,000 rands a year. That's very important. So if you earn less than 100,000 rand, you can't be paying NEFSAS. It's illegal.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm informing you. So when you get paid there, you must say, hey, I'm not getting 100,000. Don't take my money.
Okay.
Now, it's very interesting to me that you guys buy textbooks with your NEFSAS account.
Yeah.
And does it pay for everything?
Yeah, it pays for everything.
What else does it pay for?
Nothing in particular. Only it pays for the student test books and maybe for the tutorial classes.
Oh, just that?
Yeah, just that.
No accommodation?
No extras?
No. Oh, because it's also on an open distance learning.
Yeah.
Because of the nature of UNISA.
Yes.
All right, guys, thanks, eh?
Okay.
Now, I would like to inform you guys about other avenues of getting aid. Did you guys know that you can go to a bank and ask for a student loan?
No, we didn't know that.
Yes, you can go to a bank and ask for a student loan and you must only start paying after 3 years. So, I mean, it's kind of like NEFSAS, but the only difference is that they don't wait for you to start working. You need to start paying after 3 years.
Okay.
Have you guys heard about EduLoan?
Yeah, EduLoan.
Yes. EduLoan is also very good, but you pay it in 1 year. In 12 months, you need to be finished paying. Mm. There's also bursaries and student loans within the university. I don't know if UNISA has those, but I've read about it that other universities actually provide loans to you. So there are many, many avenues for people to get to you, you know. Plus, if the government thought about it, 100 million Nyana would have gone to poor students. But hey, I'm not the government, hey? Okay, guys, thanks very much.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for coming through, and I hope that your academic career goes well so that you can pay NEFSAS at the end.
Yeah.
Because last year, it was very surprising to me that at the University of KZN, at UKZN, They have the biggest parties, they have the biggest party budget, but they're also the university that does not pay back NAFSAs. Wow. It is very strange. Like, how does that happen, you know? One moment we're having parties and we're having fun, but we can't pay back NAFSAs, you know? One moment we have a 100 million rand bash, people can't go to school in January.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. Maybe it's me, but logic will prove me otherwise.